Welcome to the first episode of Tender Tinder Tales. My name is Fath.
And I'm Danny.
If you're dating in 2020, you already know how difficult it can be. Between the hookups, breakups, and situationships. The thing about dating these days is majority of it is online, especially due to the pandemic. So Tender Tinder Tales will be a podcast from the perspective of me, a straight cis woman.
And me, an androgynous pansexual.
Along with other Gen Zs spilling the tea on their dating experiences.
So, starting from the beginning of time, when did you start going on dating apps?
I started, like, 5-6 years ago.
Whoa.
At my old school. And it was, like, I only went on to prove that you can have, like, make a friend on Tinder. And that guy became, like, one of my closest friends. I mean, like, I slept over at his house, like, well, his dorm, like, every night. We hung out all the time. We were really close.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, like, certain things happened, but, like, that was way later on.
So it was a special kind of friend, that's what I'm hearing.
I mean, he became special, like, 6 months or so later on.
Okay.
So it wasn't just straight hookups. Like, we were actually really close friends.
That's what matters.
Right? Right? Just a little bit.
6 months of normal friendship.
Yeah, just like, yeah. Now it's just like, no, I'm joking. I mean, tea, but yeah. No, but like my actual legit Tinder experience would have to be just recently when I, like, last year when I got to, no, 2 years ago. I don't know. Whenever it was. Like,
two?
I think a year ago.
I feel like it was like a year.
A year ago, yeah, when I got to Ottawa, and my classmates decided to put me on Tinder, because I was like, oh, I'm single, and they're like, oh, you're single, you're hot, we're gonna put you on Tinder.
And you're single, you're hot.
Yeah. They literally pinned me out when I really think about it. Wow, just great people. But, yeah, they put me on Tinder, created my profile and everything, did all the swiping, and I ended up dating a guy from Tinder for, like, 8 months. But keep in mind, I didn't swipe on him myself.
So, that was natural selection, taking its course.
Yeah, that was God doing his thing and saying natural selection.
You were meant to me.
Yeah, totally. 100%.
That's to be it.
Fate. How about you?
Personally, I can't relate to dating someone from Tinder. And I guess I started early, you know, in my juvenile... I'm kidding.
Definitely juvenile.
It's definitely juvenile, because I got it before I should have. I was definitely not 18 when I got Tinder.
Uh-huh, yeah, so juvenile.
Yeah, juvenile, 100%.
People be catching jail time.
Okay, I was only, like, the first... I only hooked up with someone who was, like, very young. A couple years older than me, so what, 17 and 19? What is that? Nothing.
I mean, it's a little something.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
I mean, in Canada, you're right. It's kind of okay. If this was the States, it would be a little bit different.
It wasn't illegal. It was just suspicious.
Just be happy you're not in America. You'd be screwed.
Catch a charge.
Trying to make all meds catch a charge.
Jailbait.
Damn. Be looking like a snack jailbait.
You know what? It is what it is.
So, like, how were, like, your first experiences on Tinder?
Straight off the bat, like, I just got to the point, like, it's a hookup app.
Wow.
Which I know that was the point you're trying to, like, prove that it's not just a hookup app, but I had just broken up, like, my ex-girlfriend, and I was like, you know, gotta get over someone by getting under them. But
you're
else,
such a cliche.
Right? It's true, though.
Wow, you're such a cliche.
Okay, it's true for me. I know personally that's how I work. It's like, move on to the next, right?
I wish.
Next caller.
This is where you and I are opposite. Like, I'm not move on to the next.
Oh, I'm very like.
I'm like, oh my goodness, you're amazing. I'm in love. But you also know me. I love love. Versus you, you're like, yo, just give me the dick and I'm out.
No, love exists. It's just not, like, the main priority on the schedule, especially with the people who I'm meeting, the people in this area. It's not the best choices, not the finest picks.
Poor, so. What are they called? What are Ottawa people called? Poor Ottawa-tonian? I don't know.
Ottawians? I don't know.
Poor Ottawians.
I'm not local.
We're going to make that thing, poor Ottawians or whatever. I don't freaking know. But yeah,
my first experience, it was like, yeah, so just broke up with my girlfriend. I was literally like at work, I think. I was at my like part-time job. And I was like, told my parents I was going
to
study.
Shout out to Foodland, guys.
No, it was Freshco. Shout out to Freshco. Homies back there. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go study after work, you know, study. I barely talk to
this. You don't know about Netflix until you know about study dates. Study dates.
You don't know about those. They hit different. And I barely texted him, but I was like, okay, whatever. It'll do. And we were just going to hang out. And he picked me up because he drives or whatever. And, yeah, we ended up hooking up. But I wasn't going into it expecting.
Is this the guy from the car?
This is the car guy.
Oh, car guy. Good. He was good looking.
Was he?
He was like. He was like a six.
You know, honestly, for my first experience, it was like, yeah, like that was a good first.
Your first Tinder experience.
Yeah, I knew I could do better.
Yeah.
That sounds bad.
I get that. I get that entirely.
No. It's only facts. It wasn't a bad experience. It was just like. Whoa, like, this is the scene. This is what it's like. It's you text, you say hi, how are you? And then it's like, next thing you know,
inserting parts. And your legs are on windows and shit, and you're like, let's go.
Radio's playing. It happened. And
was the radio station slapping at that moment or time?
No, honestly, he had a playlist on.
Oh, did he create it or did you?
No, it wasn't my music.
Oh, okay. You let him play? You never let somebody share the aux.
Driving.
True.
But I was driving.
Dude, you get into my car and you're like, oh, can I get on the aux? I'm the one driving.
That's different. I'm mentally driving. I'm the co-pilot.
Uh-huh. Already. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, me for, with T, we're going to call him T. Because T gave us a lot of tea in that relationship. But, yeah, like, I met him at Starbucks. Like, I didn't meet him at Starbucks, but our first date was at Starbucks, and it was just, like, kind of, like, a get-to-know-you kind of thing. I'm weird. I like my first date with Tinder guys to be Starbucks, and I feel bad because I always have to go to different locations because I don't want to seem, like, the person who always has that one location that they go to that everybody can judge at, but I feel like it's the easiest way to, like, dash, if anything.
So you bring all of them to the same place?
Same company, not the same location.
Same environment.
Yeah, because it's, like, Starbucks is super chill vibes, but, like, it was the one in Algonquin, so it was, like, not chill vibes. It was hectic around us.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, everything was great. Like, conversation was good and everything, but, like, even before I sat down, I was looking at him, and I was like, oh my goodness, please tell me that's not him.
Yeah.
And I told him this later on. He's like, why? I was like, dude, your hair was, you were not sweet up from the feet up. Oh, like, you were not it whatsoever.
At the shoulders.
Dude, he was so skinny. I don't even think it made it to the shoulder.
It ended at the waist. Oh, she said just the feet. Just the feet were sweet.
I don't even know.
That's
I don't know. I'm just, call me, like, mean or nice. I don't know. I just, like, I didn't want to be mean and just dip out on the date. So I was like, you know what? My face, because I don't know, the face wasn't matching the Tinder picture.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Even years now, like, it's been, like, 2 years. We're still friends. But, like, I still look back at that Tinder picture and I'm like, was I catfish?
Okay, but you know what it is? Sometimes pictures don't capture the essence of a person.
Their soul.
It's one, okay, no. But, like, essence, like, sometimes it's like you're talking to someone and you kind of have an idea of them before you meet them. And then when you meet them, if it's totally off, you're just like, what now?
Yeah.
You're not the person.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, like, I don't really give. For my profile, it's pretty simple. Like, it just shows, like, my loves, which is, like, just hiking and, like, music and shit like that.
When was the last time you hiked?
Yo, I hike, whatever.
Hike to work, maybe.
Honestly, it is a hike to work.
It's like a 30-minute
walk. It's like a 30-minute walk. No, I used to walk from Quebec. That was a hike.
I don't know who told you
that was, like, an hour.
A border and walked it.
Nobody told you to cross enemy lines or anything.
No one told you
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, even when he saw me, he was like, oh, I like the kicks. I was wearing, like, Pumas, whatever. My, like.
Your basic.
My Pumas. Ouch, they're not basic. They have, like, flowers on it.
For a while,
right? I have, but I got them that year. But yeah, he, like, was like, oh, I like the Pumas. And then he saw the mom jeans. He was like, I can maybe fuck him with this. And then afterwards, he was like, what is up with this top?
I
was
wearing,
he didn't say it to me, but he told me, like, later on. But I was essentially wearing, like, an oversized, like, dress shirt. Okay. And he was just like, he didn't fuck with it.
Yeah, like, he doesn't have taste.
Clearly. Right? I mean, this guy wears a Champs hoodie. Like,
no, literally.
It's
always
one.
The guys who literally wear sweats and, like, a sweater. But, their name brand, so it's, like, fashion.
He wasn't even wearing name brand. He was just wearing sweatpants, and they were, like, Walmart. Hitch up hitch up.
Yikes.
Pretty high. And, like, a sweater. Dude, honestly, it's the smile that got me.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay. The smile.
Danny's like, I've seen tea. I know the smile isn't that great.
I honestly, like, it's not like one of those faces I choose to remember.
Oh! Poor guy. He has a nice smile. That. Or maybe it was
maybe
just...
I've never seen him
maybe,
smile.
Like, it was just the naked side that I liked so much.
We have to take our clothes off to have a good time.
Nah, I mean, just a little bit.
Just
to meet. We had a connection. We dated for like 8 months.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he just felt like, I don't know, he just kind of was entitled, you know?
Like, but men tend to be entitled. That's like their thing.
I don't know why they think that because they're men, that they should just get what they want.
Especially like, ugh. Let me tell you. Okay, story time.
Tea time.
Tall men. Let's talk about tall men. I'm 5'2". I'm short. Yes, okay. I was going to say I'm not short, but I'd be lying. Why lie to the people?
You're almost close to M.
No. I'm short, but it's also like I feel tall, you know? And it's like...
You have big dick energy.
Thank you. And tall
wow,
men,
for like a queer, you have some serious big dick energy. It's interesting.
That's kind
considering
of...
Considering how point. Much you hate dicks half the time.
But that's kind of the point.
To be queer. Throw them off.
But it's like, the thing about tall guys, I should like them. Because I'm
short.
As a short person. It's like a fit. It's a puzzle. But as a tall guys,
did you say it's a puzzle?
It's like a puzzle or, you know, whatever. But tall guys, they have this, like, energy with them. Like, really. Like, I mean, like, guys over 6 foot. Like, once the six number gets in the height, they just have a total different, like, attitude, confidence.
Yeah, because they're feeling themselves. Social media tells them that, yo, you're tall, so you're automatically, like, superior.
Or when it's their personality trait, like, it's in their bio. 6'3", if that matters. You know it mattered. That's why you put it there.
Honestly, height doesn't matter to me as long as you're not shorter than me. Honestly, if you're not too much shorter than me, to be honest. Because I can't do, like, I'm 5'8".
That's kind
so
of
so I can't do, exactly. So I can't do, like, 5'5".
I could, obviously. But it's also, like, 5'5 is pushing it for me, too, I think.
Yeah.
That's the thing about guys, though. Like, for girls, I feel like since I am short, when a girl's taller than me, it's, like, it is what it is. Obviously, I'd rather someone more vertically challenged. But, you know, woman compared to man is just, like, I feel like maybe the tolerance level is a lot lower for certain standards.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
That's for sure.
So most of the girls that I, like, get with or like, they're taller than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess tall women, yes. Tall men, not so much.
I mean, you're telling me that, like, the last time you went out with a tall guy, he, like, basically thought he had to protect you the entire time.
No, he literally thought being a man was enough to make me be into him. Like, that's the thing that I feel like, especially straight men fail to understand. Being a man's just not enough. Like, you have to have more to your personality trait than, oh, I can open the door for you, and I can open jars. I'm strong. Oh, you can't reach the cupboard? Like, no, like, I can do those things with a ladder.
Exactly.
I don't need a tall person around.
It's like, I'll climb the counter myself.
Yeah, or I don't need a man to, like, do these things. Like, you have to give me something more than just your physical.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of the idea.
For sure. For sure.
So empty when it's solely based on, like, body things. Like,
yeah.
Looks, yeah, they matter. Like, to a certain extent. I obviously have to be attracted to a person to like them, but it's also, like, that's not the reason I do like you.
Yeah, but you get the attractive ones.
What can I say?
Shut up. Yo.
You know what? All
dude.
I'm saying is, I'm not, like, okay, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh yeah, I do get with, like, hot people only or something like that. That's not necessarily the case. I feel like you just attract, like, the vibe you get, I guess.
So your big dick energy attracts big dick energy?
Maybe it's that, but there's also the thing of, like, being, like, a queer woman dating men also. There seems to be this sort of fascination in the idea that...
That's supposed to be annoying, though.
It's very annoying because it kind of has nothing to do with a guy.
Does, like, the word threesome come up in your Tinder experiences?
All the time. Like, I've had first messages be something along the lines of, like, a threesome or, like, oh, I've had questions where it's, like, what is a pansexual? And I understand those questions. I don't get offended by that. But it's, like, when I say, like, oh, you know, like, yeah, it's kind of just, like, a broader term I like to use. I'm not really, like, even into labels. They're, like, oh, but you like girls. And I'm, like, yeah, also, like, yeah, I do also like girls. They make it about them. And it's, like, my sexuality is an accessory to your pleasure. Like, when I'm dating men, me being into women also has nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
Right? So the fact that it comes up often or even ever, it's annoying, but it's also something I know I'm going to have to deal with.
Men just don't understand that it's not always about them.
No, they don't sometimes have that concept. Sometimes
it's just about you, yourself, and you know?
Yourself and I.
Like, it's just like, alright, like, I don't need you to pleasure me at the end of the day. At the end of the day, like, is it you or somebody else who believes that men are toys?
Oh, it's probably me.
But I love that, because it's like, honestly, as somebody who's like, as a straight woman, I feel like straight women sometimes depend, like, kind of depend on a man, you know? Yeah. So sometimes when I go into that mentality where I'm like, nah, men are toys, I'm like, I feel more empowered about myself, where I'm like, you know what? I'm me. I'm independent. I'm amazing. I can do this, this, and this. And you're just a bonus, you know? Like, obviously a bonus that eventually, like, if I'm talking relationship-wise, I want to grow with, but if it's just a hookup, it's like, let's be honest, you're just a bonus to my day. Yeah, like, you're not the highlight of my day, you're the bonus to my day.
I fit you into my schedule.
Exactly.
And that's another thing, they feel like you should be available at their every convenience all the time. And
so disrespectful.
Not a me thing, one. I don't like seeing many people consistently in general terms, so someone like a hookup is asking to see me often, but like, I'm not for that. I don't want to, like, if I feel like we're not gonna be together in like a certain way, it's just like a casual thing. But you know, as a friend of mine always says, these guys that just don't know how to play their position. They really don't.
You're evil.
Guys and girls alike. I wish I could even make this a gender
thing.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. I was like, I finally did the whole hookup thing with this one guy. And like, we see each other like once a month to like hook up and hang out and stuff. And sometimes we don't even hook up. It's just like hang out or whatever. And it went from, like, this guy staying at my house once to, like, not cuddling. It was just, like, we did the deed and left it at that. Yeah. And just, like, he'd stay over, but, like, we weren't cuddling or anything. Mm-hmm. And then he stayed over at my house another time, and all of a sudden we're cuddling. And I was like, what is going on right now? Like, I'm getting a little confused in my head. But I was like, you know what? Maybe he's just a little cold. I don't know. Well, let's make an excuse for the guy. Then he comes over, like, 2 weekends ago. And he's latched onto me. All night long. And I was like, I mean, you know I love to cuddle.
Yeah.
But I was like, just a little bit confused. And then he asked to stay another night.
Yeah.
And I was like, that doesn't happen. Like, he drove 2 hours. Part of the army. He drove 2 hours to come see me. So I'm like, you know what? You drove 2 hours. How about I let you stay another night? Like, I'm not an asshole, you know?
Please.
But I'm like, exactly. And like, he did take me out for dinner and everything. And I'm not a complete ass. But at the same time, I was like, I'm confused. Are we just a hookup? Like, I know we're friends with benefits. But at the same time, I was like, I don't know if we're still just friends or if we're, like, or if we're hookups.
Or you're moving towards something more.
It just feels like we're moving towards something. I mean, I probably wouldn't be opposed to it, but I also know it wouldn't work out.
Yeah, no.
But that dick is fire. I'm not lying.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
It's fire.
That's what I always do. Is like, Danny, why do you get with... Okay, I tend to do this thing. It's like, if I enjoy hooking up with a person, and yeah, they may be chaotic, I'm probably still gonna do it. Because what's a little chaos, the little sprinkle of good? Or, like, a sprinkle of good dick, right? Like,
yeah.
I tolerate some stuff if it's really good.
Honestly.
But you have to have the facilities for me to tolerate certain energy.
Yeah.
You have to.
And you just gotta set your, like, the tone, let them know what it's gonna be. Me and this guy, we're gonna call him Army Guy. Mm-hmm. We decided a long time ago, like, after our first date. We were like, oh, vibes are amazing, everything, but, like, we're just friends with benefits, you know? So that's always been the thing. We just weren't the friends with benefits that cuddled, you know? So that kind of just, like, got a little bit confusing, and I was like, whoa, what are we doing here? But yeah, like, I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see how it goes. I guess I'll let you guys know how it goes Tinder Tales. Why not?
Why not?
See if Danny decides that she's gonna try the whole just friends thing on Tinder.
Just friends. Okay, that's another thing. I hate the people who are in the bio just looking for friends.
But isn't that what Bumble's for?
Yeah, literally. Some of Bumble's like just friend mode on Bumble for that. Like,
and then those besties can turn into sexties.
No, they can start as sexties and then turn to nothing else.
I'm kidding. Psych. You say that, but I know you're serious.
You know what?
Because you're savage. Savage.
I'm not savage. I'm young.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
There's a difference.
You're savage love.
This type of behavior is only acceptable to a certain point.
I mean, you'd think so, but these older men be trying to act the same way, like they're young.
Oh, don't get me started.
But you know what is? These older men be trying to act like they're young because they're trying to date the younger women. They think that if they act like a young boy, that's going to be even more attractive. It's not attractive. There's a reason why we went older because we expected maturity.
I went older. Okay. I always go older. Yes, I always go older because I'm like, in my head, I already know that people my age is just not going to be it. I know the mentality. I know, like, the most maturity there, and it's not really where I want to be or where I'm at. So I shot pretty high. Like, I was like, okay, like, this is almost a decade of an age gap, almost, right? And you would think I'd get the most emotional maturity I have in my life. And, like, a man-child. My theory has been proven incorrect with this older is better because of him. Because I don't know if it is. Minus, obviously, okay. Sexually speaking, yes. 100% it is the better. In fact, it's the best. But is the rest of it tolerable? I don't know.
Honestly, when it's toxic, you get out.
When it's toxic, you should get out.
I mean, you were able to play both fields, so you technically know better than I do.
I don't know anymore. It's mixed emotions. I feel like I'm getting the vibes from both sides, or all sides, to...
That's because you be caressing all the vibes from both sides. Damn, girl, you're lucky.
You know what?
Variety. How do I apply?
I just like variety.
Is it called pansexuality? How do I apply for pansexuality?
You know what? I think it's this crazy theory that you might have to be born that way.
But I want to try.
I mean, hey.
Or is that just rude to, like, dip my toes in?
No, it's not rude. It's only rude depending on how you do it. No one likes the girl who's like... like, spicy straight, that's what we kind of call it. Where it's, like, straight, but, like, kind of, like, fools around with their friends or something when they're drunk.
Nah, that's mean.
Because then it just, like, goes into, like, bi phobia and makes it for girls who are into guys and girls not taken seriously. So I think there's ways to experiment in a non-toxic or chaotic way.
Well, I guess you're going to have to show me.
Show the ropes.
Show me the ropes. So I guess at the next podcast episode, we can tell people the ropes we came up with, maybe. The ropes. We're just going to have to do that on the next episode of Tinder Tales.
We might just have to.
Alrighty, we'll see you guys next week on Tinder Tales.